Locals will see some significant changes across the Metro Vancouver transportation network in the new year. TransLink has announced numerous service changes for bus routes across the Lower Mainland, which will come into effect on January 2, 2023. The Transit Authority changes its bus service quarterly to better reflect changing demand and travel patterns across the region, spokesperson Dan Mountain told Vancouver is Awesome in an email. TransLink bases its changes on route-specific ridership data and crowding metrics, and will be increasing overall bus service hours by 0.4% in the new year. This includes changes to 45 routes throughout Metro Vancouver to put service where it's needed most, he said, adding that the company will continue to monitor ridership patterns ahead of the next quarterly service change. Ridership levels have recovered best in the Southeast subregion, Surrey, Delta, White Rock, Township, and City of Langley, as well as in Maple Ridge and Pitt Meadows, where ridership recovery was driven by the R3 rapid bus service, Mountain added. The transportation agency will increase service on 24 bus routes, including the lengthy N19 downtown, Surrey Central Station night bus that carries passengers from the heart of downtown Vancouver to Surrey. TransLink Metro Vancouver bus routes for January 2023. Here are some of the adjustments on routes that will see increased service in the winter of 2023.23 Main Street Station, Beach First Morning Trip departs 15 minutes earlier on weekdays, wait times shortened 1 to 5 minutes on weekdays, weekends, and holidays. 249 Lonsdale Quay, Delbrook wait times shortened by 10 minutes on weekday afternoons. 322 Newton Exchange, Scottsdale wait times shortened 5 to 10 minutes on weekdays. 745 Haney Place, Cottonwood wait time shortened by 30 minutes on weekday afternoons, 60 minutes on Saturdays. And 19 Downtown, Surrey Central Station night bus wait time shortened 5 to 40 minutes on Saturday mornings, 10 minutes on Fridays and Sunday holiday mornings. Here are the remaining routes that will see increased service. 25 Brentwood's Tetuan, UBC 153 Coquitlam Central Station, Braid Station wait 246 Highland, Downtown 319 Scott Station, Newton Exchange, Scottsdale 323 Newton Exchange, Surrey Central Station 324 Newton Exchange, Surrey Central Station 325 Newton Exchange, Surrey Central Station 335 Newton Exchange, Surrey Central Station 337 Fraser Heights, Guildford, Surrey Centre 364 Langley Centre, Scottsdale 371 Surrey Central, Scott Road Station 373 Guildford, Surrey Central Station 375 White Rock South, Guildford 430 Metro Town, Brighouse Station 502 Langley Centre, Surrey Central Station 531 White Rock Centre, Willowbrook 562 Langley Centre, Walnut Grove 746 Haney Place, Albion 791 Haney Place. Braid Station. TransLink is also implementing small service adjustments on 14 routes to provide increased service at peak travel times and to reduce overcrowding. This will also mean that slower times of the day will see reduced service. 5 Robson, Downtown. 6 Davie, Downtown. 16 29th Avenue, Station, Arbutus. 22 Knight, Downtown. 49 Metrotown Station, Dunbar Loop, UBC 122nd Street Station, Marple Loop. 123 New Westminster Station, Brentwood Station. 240 Lynn Valley, Downtown. 320 Langley, Fleetwood, Surrey Central Station. 321 White Rock, Newton, Surrey Central Station. 410 Richmond. Brighouse Station, 22nd Street Station. 501 Langley Center, Surrey Central Station. 640 Ladner Exchange, Scott Road Station. R5 Hastings Street. 7 routes will see some adjustments when service is lower to provide more service where it's needed most. Multiple changes may affect people commuting within the city, including the 99 Commercial Broadway, UBC, B line, which has been called one of North America's busiest routes, at least pre-pandemic, according to Bloomberg. 3 Main, Downtown. 9 Boundary, Commercial Broadway, Granville, Alma, UBC. 10 Granville, Downtown. 20 Victoria, Downtown. 99 Commercial Broadway, UBC, B Line. 503 Aldergrove, Surrey Central Station. R1 King George Boulevard. Here are some of the frequency changes on the 99 B Line. Monday to Friday every 4 minutes towards UBC from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., from 3 minutes, every 3 to 5 minutes towards Commercial Broadway from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., from 3 minutes, every 4 to 6 minutes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., from 4 to 5 minutes, every 4 to 6 minutes from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., from 3 to 4 minutes, every 6 to 8 minutes from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., from 4 to 6 minutes, Saturday every 10 minutes towards UBC from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., from 7 to 9 minutes, every 10 minutes towards Commercial Broadway from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., from 8 to 9 minutes, every 6 to 7 minutes towards Commercial Broadway from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., from 6 minutes, every 6 to 8 minutes towards UBC from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., from 6 minutes, every 7 to 9 minutes towards Commercial Broadway from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., from 6 to 8 minutes, every 7 to 9 minutes towards UBC from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., from 6 to 8 minutes, Sunday, holiday every 7 to 8 minutes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., from 6 minutes. Visit TransLink online for route-specific details. TransLink tackles frigid Metro Vancouver weather and ridership changes. TransLink put together a winter travel guide in November 2022 and replaced its articulated buses with 40-foot conventional buses, as they are more agile in steep, slippery areas. The Millennium Line trains were also switched to four-car configurations to increase capacity, and SkyTrain attendants are on scene to monitor guideways. A special overnight SkyTrain was also introduced to spray de icer on the tracks to keep trains moving. But TransLink doesn't change its tires for the winter season. Instead, it uses winter-rated tires with the Three Peak Mountain Snowflake symbol year-round. TransLink has also provided a map of current ridership levels compared to 2019 ridership. Photo via TransLink for a breakdown of changes by route. They're all listed on TransLink's service changes webpage.